Yeah, I'm back for this freaking morning with the Turkish vibes in my own room. I think that was really good because, yeah, a lot of things that has happened this week, especially for this justice one. I mean, like, the topic that I need to talk about, that was a justice one. And then for this freaking morning, yeah, I've been trying for stop eating for a week or something, like a 10 days. Yeah, it's been a week, really. I start like from Sunday and non-stop. I mean, like, stop to eat when a day comes, but it stops for nights come, you know. Yeah, a lot of things that I've been through. And for this week, especially start on Sunday, yeah, I've been through an activity for get along with my co-workers, going to, you know, vacations right before the Monday started, yeah, on the Sunday, going to beach, a shore of something like that, you know, and harbor, and play a games with my coworkers, because that activity, like, just like a make, yeah, make good connection for each other. Fortunately, I got there and got invited to join with this activity as a holiday thing. Yeah, go out playing with the sand and scratch the face with the coffee, play games, and got some punishment because I got lost. I mean, like, lost my focus. And then, yeah, it stopped on the midday. Then come back to my place as a passengers. chilled away. For a moment, that had been true. In the morning, till the midday. Yeah, it's kind of like a lot of games. And then I just like tried to swim on the sea. But yeah, that was too, you know, about. That was not deep enough because I still use my foot to walk on the water. I still walk there, so yeah, I'm not swimming. Just like dip my body through the sea, so yeah, then take a bath and go back to my place. And it's like, okay. Because everyone just tired, yeah. On the way to come back home, everyone just fell asleep. Looking for a greenish thing, because I just can't see about the green thing. And so about leaves on the roads, and everything just like black and white, except the green. That was pretty good because I sit in front of every people as a passengers. And then when I just arrived, I tried to sing along with karaoke. And then I just like fell asleep too on the couch. I forgot how do I sleep, but it's look like a frog, just like a take a rest, you know. Put my phone down there, just like, yeah, I fell asleep and forgot what's wrong, what's going on. Then I just wake up, yeah, someone just moved my phone there. Then yeah, come back home and prepare for tomorrow. And actually just start for fasting. That was really helpful for myself. Like, yeah, I control how do I smoke, how do I eat. I control. I prepare when the morning comes. I mean, like before the dawn. You know, prepare for the food. Even though that I'm not cook enough for the food. I mean, like, just prepare like an oatmeal with some milk. Then stir it. And voila, that was. I just made a food for myself, of course. And that was pretty delicious when you just put some almond nut. Put something on there, and they're just like, yeah. Taking a food. Eat it well. Drink some water. Then it started for. Dumb thing, and it waits like a, you know, just wait for a dusk come. Even this evening, yeah, when the sun's going down, time to prepare for another food. I mean, like, yeah. That was like a how to control, how to hold a desire to eat something. An intention for smoking. It's something that I really unexpected, like a saying something cursing, you know, a bad word. And then it's just like a focus on myself, like, yeah, to try to focus on this thing for to something like this, because yeah, this thing, well, that I mean, like, this thing is really important if you can do it and make it useful for a thing, you know. had like the first day I'm trying to fasten for tomorrow, like Tuesday. I'm trying to. And you know what's cruel about that? I just have an exercise on the gym with my friend, with my coworkers. They just invite me. Like, you know, I have no energies at all. Just prepare for something like that. Yeah, do you want to just come? Yes, why not? But you're not eating something like that. That's okay. I still have my energies. I can't use my fat here. Really? Yes, of course. I just need to burn my fat. As a joke, you know. Then I, okay, just comment here. And then I comment like, yeah. Everything for upper body, just like I don't do something like that. I focus on my upper body, especially for my shoulders. And you know, it's been a while for, I've been really interested with wide shoulder, so that's why. But I don't know if it probably could make it done or not, because it's just like about a consistency, right? Yeah. A half of a night this happened, then I'm having something like that, and over to take a rest and really get a bath. I mean, like, take a bath, then prepare for something like that, just like, oh. The sleep was calm, then I just like got a really deep sleep. Even though, you know, like dreams come true. I mean, like, lucid dreams come in, like, yeah, you just try. Even though I'm not realized that was a kind of like dreams that I've been controlled, but actually just like, yeah. They got it, like, I'm realized if that was just like a dreams. So yeah, it's just like exploring my dreams. That was really fun. And when I wake up, there was like a really lot of energies that I have, because my sleep was enough. And the recharge thing, like, I really have it. Really fun, because I got entertained by the dreams, you know. I can do everything what I want in my dream, of course. And it feels like a three or around 2 days on a dream, because, yeah, really fun. Sometimes I don't want to wake up, but no, just need to face my reality, like I have said before, my previous episode, right? So that's why face reality is just not that hard. Sometimes I'm just really that denial for something like that. That was like a fool thing, like a silly thing, you know. And yeah. For the justice, yeah, I learned something from that. Really interested, because actually I'm not that justice person, because I'm just like too ego. I put my ego in everything. And for the justice, no, not yet. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, for justice, that was a good feel to get along with some stoicisms. Really, really controllable. Like, how you deface something with, you just put it in an equal thing. And that was important when you put something like an equal thing, like a fairness. Yeah, you can get it, but with my ego and still denial. No, especially for a narcissistic thing. No, it could not happen. And I realized about the episode, that's why I just like use my time for myself, of course. If something seems to bother me sometimes, I'm just like, yeah, get out. And just get out, like, yeah, just got out of it. When it's really supportive on me, yeah, come in and just like, just give a pretty support. Even though I'm not, I didn't get that, but I feel like, yeah, thanks for supporting. I mean, like, sometimes you got something like that in return, but I don't know, just like really feels and learned about the justice. I mean, like, for the theoretically, yes, I get it, for a justice thing. Even though you just like do something wrong and something else, like a wrong thing, but you just like put in a fairness. Yeah, you just learn about the justice. Especially for the social lies, you know, how to socialize, how to face others, how to face the peoples, and trying to do something like socializing, interactions. They have a conflict, so you just like pick a side, but when the justice comes, pick something like you're really good or not, even though that was your family or not, it's a friend or something like that, it could relate with you or college, it's like, yeah, even though that was like a stranger for you, you just need to put your justice in self, deep in yourself, then like apply it for a good virtue, no matter how good it was, how beautiful, how handsome, how pretty, how clever, how dumb someone, just like put something like a really on a justice thing, because actually everyone just equal thing, you know, equal person, equal being, you know, like a human, a simple terms for explaining about people, just like they are a human being, nothing special, it's like a human being have a limit. You know how their limit is. Yeah, everyone's just weak, you know. Even myself, like a human being, you know, I'm weak. But when I'm trying to deny, I'm strong. I mean, like, yeah, everyone, human, have a limit. Then you don't need to pick a side for something like, if you find that bad, say that bad, you need to worry about something like, yeah, you don't need to make some sweet words for something like a really destructive for a moment. I mean, like for a continuously thing, you know, just say the honest, like, if that was bad, that was bad, if that was wrong, that was wrong, that was good, really good. If you do something better, that was just like, yeah, you do something better. But ironically, for my world, I always use it a sarcastic way. When that wasn't really good for that. I mean, like something happened, like a good thing. Yeah, that was bad. And when the bad thing comes, I said that was a bad thing. I mean, like, no, an opposite thing, like, that was a good thing. So, yeah, put some consciousness for others that are just, like, interacted with me. They kind of think about that. What the opposite, just like, wait, that was good for me, even though that was bad for me. Yeah, they kind of realize something like, really dependent on others, even though, so yeah, they have their value for half it, something like that. I mean, like, for to something like, you know, everything, like, if it, everything that they do, even though that was bad or not, good or bad, they put their consciousness to realize about that was a good thing. Even though the others just like say that was a bad thing, that was a good thing for the one that did it. I mean, like the personal opinion, right? Personal insight to have something like you do everything with intentions, right? Even though that was not good enough for others, but you know, everyone just comes with a good thing. So that's why. And yeah, the bad thing is always sought on another perception. So yeah, it's called by a bad thing, but in the other ways, I mean, like, but that was still good because they would have a good intention and consciousness for do something like that, even though that was like a not with the consciousness, but they kind of learn about the mistakes, right? Like when they use it, mistakes for something that they learned, they're gonna be smart and like listen, take a lesson from the next experiences, right? And everyone just like comes for a bad day every time, even though someone just being bad for some reasons. Yeah, just wait for a time, just like come back to better thing, you know, on a good ways, on a good side. There was a lot, and actually just like a phase for real to have something like that. Don't need to worry about that. You just need to control yourself. If you know about that, if you realize about that was a really bad for you and for a social thing that you really faced to, just freaking stop about that. But no, for a bad thing, and for some reason for others, like I'm not gonna believe it if I don't have that experiences. Yeah, there's no matter about that. You have a reason. You have a good reason for that. You're not gonna believe for something like that because you never experienced it before. That was great. When you have experienced that before, and then you just realize if that was bad for you and then for a social thing about your environment, you kind of be a hero for the case that you have been faced before. Because you know that was wrong, so you just need to give an attention for others, just like aware. Your awareness is just high, rise up by the experiences that you have. So yeah, why not? Just let it be. Everyone just do mistake, just do freaking mistake. You are a human. You've learned the advice, something like that. You just gotta rise, you're good mad. That is okay as a human being. Because if you do believe in God, He was the Almighty and a full of forgiveness, don't need to worry about that. But don't just like a as a mischief person. There is a lot of gratefulness for the superior being. So that's why, just like worrying something, like no need to do that. But just like not for worrying something, just like aware. Aware is good. Aware is enough, but not for worrying. That was boring. I mean, like that was my opinion for worrying, just like a boring, you know. Till you got boring with the boring thing, you know, like you feel bored with the boring thing. So that's why you just need to realize if you need to put attention in simple thing, on the detailed ways, especially for yourself, so you don't need to believe on others. I mean, like, not a belief thing, but disturb. Like I have said before, like, yeah. But actually, I don't know what I have been said before. And then, yeah. I don't know what's going to happen, but because it is like still in the morning. I know it's like I have a problem with my electricity. Because the rainy thing, a lot of consume about the electricity. It's like easily to shut down because, yeah, the problem from it comes by something like this. And someone just drive a noisy motorcycles. But that's okay because I live in a social thing, not a private thing, so yeah. And for everyone just listen on this record as a journal or just like my diary, thanks for your presence. Don't forget to support me with everything you do if you want to support me too. But yeah, thanks for listening for till this time. I really appreciate that, especially for myself that listening on my records, because I just like a really, really, really narcissistic for this time, because sometimes I just record something that is just like a really, really listen it, just like, yeah, I ever say that, but yeah, for my future self, you are okay with yourself, don't forget to listen on your voice notes in 2022 on a June, and the key is like observe, don't forget about that, and it's almost the time, so yeah, for whoever is still listening on this record, don't forget to stay hydrated and stay flexy. And I forgot to remind you when I listen it, get yourself in a comfortable thing. When you're lying on a bed, you take a straight point, don't be lazy. And we just like do something else, it's just like stay focused and stop this podcast. No, I mean like, yeah. Even though that was gonna help you for do something like a focus thing, yeah, it's just play, but no, it's just like a distract you for disturbing. Stop it. You can hear it, you can listen for another moment, or just like, yeah. But don't forget to follow because I just need to support. Yeah, not that really. I'm not begging, no. Just like, yeah. I'm begging for myself. Don't forget about myself, so that's why it's really my begging for myself. I beg for myself, don't forget yourself and every part, every side that you have, dude, listen on me. By the way, I just saying to myself in a future thing, you know, so yeah, a reminder for myself in the future, don't forget to stay hydrated, stay flexy, do exercise, eat well and healthy food, sleep well, be grateful in everything, and you have like next year for 2024 for do something really big for yourself. So that's why you have it too. Grateful. And don't forget to be better every time. So that's why. For myself, in the future, I really proud of you. And for me, I really proud of myself right now. Because you have been through along these ways. That was rough, right? You know about that. But thanks. Still on my side. Not left my side. They're freaking sweet. It's like a wordplay. Thanks for listening, for everyone. Do it to myself. And goodbye. Yo, adios.